You're listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of March 7th, 2011, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and kept it off for nearly two decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week we're going to be talking about lemon water.
Yes, lemon water. That's
yeah,
great.
Basically the purpose of drinking a glass of warm water with the juice of lemon in it in the morning.
Okay. That is part of what you recommend in your book, right?
Yes, it's actually a very essential part of the natural cleansing that happens as part of eating a healthy diet.
Okay.
So this is something that can really enhance your body's ability to burn fat.
Okay.
Which I know a lot of people are interested in doing.
Right.
So,
right.
Basically, what the lemon water does in the morning is it's a way to support and cleanse your body's main fat-burning organ,
okay,
which is your liver.
Okay.
So the health of your liver has a direct impact on your ability to lose weight easily and efficiently, because a healthy liver not only burns or basically metabolizes fat, it also has to pump excessive fat out of your body, mm-hmm, by transporting it to your intestines to be eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a healthy liver, then your weight loss will be nearly effortless.
Mm.
So what lemon water does, first of all, it's the juice of the lemon that's, uh-huh, really important. First of all, your liver requires something called bile to, mm-hmm, help detoxify.
Mm-hmm.
And you need good quality bile,
okay,
to have a good fat-burning liver.
Okay.
And bile can become very clogged with toxins.
Okay.
You know, things that you eat, drink, breathe,
okay,
put on your skin. So what lemon water does is it helps to produce quality bile. It's a cleanser. It's like a scrubber,
okay,
in your liver.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons why we do this.
Mm-hmm.
We like to use warm water, mm-hmm, in the morning to squeeze our lemon juice into, because the warm water actually helps to heat your body and kickstart your metabolism in the morning.
Hmm.
So the combination of warm water with the lemon juice boosts up your metabolism and gets your liver pumping and scrubbed and burning fat more efficiently throughout the day.
Hmm.
So that's really, really important.
Well, there's one question that someone may have who's read your book is, I thought we need to alkalize our body, and lemon is an acid, so why are we putting acid in our body every morning?
Well, that's a really good question, and actually, the lemon water is only acidic on the outside of your body.
Hmm.
So if you took a pH strip and put it in some lemon juice, you would see that it has an acidic pH. But the difference is what creates acidity or alkalinity in the body is actually the product of digestion and metabolism. So once the lemon juice has been basically digested and broken down, the minerals that it leaves as a residue in your bloodstream are alkaline forming.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually create an alkaline condition in the body. So that's lemon juice is considered an alkalizing food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's even though it is an acid, somehow it's metabolized into an alkaline.
Right, yeah. It has whether or not a food produces acid or alkaline conditions in the body has really nothing to do with the pH of the food itself on the outside of the body.
Hmm.
It's all about what happens after it's been digested.
Hmm.
So some things will digest and leave acidity in the body, and some things will digest and leave alkalinity.
Okay. Another question that people ask about the lemon water is, well, it's tough to always have a lemon every day, but I've got this jar of, real lemon, whatever that is. Well, can I just dab a little of that and use that? I mean, what's wrong? Is there anything wrong with that?
Well, yeah, okay. What's wrong with that is that it's the vitamin C that's one of the most potent things about the lemon juice for cleansing the liver. Because what vitamin C does is it produces something called glutathione in the liver,
mm-hmm,
which acts as the scrubber or basically regenerator, detoxifier of the liver.
Mm-hmm.
And the vitamin C is destroyed in the pasteurization process. Most of those bottled lemon juices, mm-hmm, are heat pasteurized, meaning that they're heated to a high temperature, mainly for killing off any type of bacteria that might eventually be present in the bottles.
Okay.
But unfortunately, a lot of the goodness is destroyed too, and vitamin C is easily destroyed by heat.
Oh, okay.
So usually what they do is they, add in something called ascorbic acid,
mm-hmm,
which is a synthetic form of vitamin C, and it doesn't really work the same in the liver,
mm,
as fresh, real vitamin C from the citrus. Okay. So, at some people have asked me about limes.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't have any lemons,
right.
but I've got limes.
But I got a lime in the fridge, right.
Limes will work. Also, they're just not as potent okay. as the lemons, but they work. They're a great substitute if you don't have any lemons.
The vitamin C is still there.
Yes.
Those kind of things.
Okay. One thing that some people have done, ever recommend, is if you have the time, you can squeeze a bunch of lemons on one day and put them in your ice cube, put the juice in your ice cube tray. And then you have little lemon cubes.
Oh, I see.
That you take out every morning to put in your warm water.
Oh, so it would cool it down.
Yeah, so it basically melts. You don't want water that's too hot, obviously, because you don't want to destroy your vitamin C.
Oh, right.
But you want warm water just enough to be able to melt your lemon cube.
Oh, okay.
And then that's an easy way, because that way you're not squeezing lemons every day.
Right.
Yeah. So that's another
really
good...
That's a little handy thing.
Yeah.
Then. So what about... You know, people that live in hotter regions of the country, of the U.S. at least, or around the world, they may want to have an iced lemon drink. Why not just use regular water and put those cubes in it?
You can do that too. Basically, the warm lemon water in the morning is really as a flush, and it helps to kickstart your metabolism in the morning by that warm drink.
Mm-hmm.
You could use a room temperature water to do that. It's really the lemon juice that's the most important piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you could also drink lemon water throughout the day as like a lemonade.
Yeah.
With you know, have it be colder.
Right.
So the only caveat I would say about that is please drink it in between your meals, not with your meal.
Oh, okay.
It's not a good digestive practice to drink ice cold drinks on top of a meal.
Oh, okay.
Because it slows down your digestion. But in between the meals is different, especially if you live in a hot part of the country where you need to cool your body down a little.
Right. So if it's regular lukewarm water and you put those little lemon ice cubes in, that can be your morning
if you're really averse to.
Okay, well, good. Okay,
yeah, that's a great way of doing it. We're always looking for ways to make it easier and more efficient.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that would work.
Great. Well, Dee, we're out of time. Thank you for another informative week. Diet Science is the official weekly podcast of the Center for Process-Free Living. We encourage you to check out our website at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.